Sure, anything you say. I could tell woman to woman that she meant exactly what she said. If he had told her I was from another planet, she would have agreed with him. The man literally put Viggo Mortensen to shame, and I'm a big Viggo fan. Maybe if I hadn't been so dazed and bedazzled, I might have protested when he pulled out his wallet and paid for my purchases. The only thing I'd meant to buy was a scarf, but the clerk bagged the scarf and undies, beaming at me when she handed me the shopping bag. Then she leaned in close, her gaze fixed on my husband, as she cupped a hand to the side of her mocha-painted mouth. "You are one lucky woman," she whispered fervently. Then she leaned away and fanned herself, as if the hottie wouldn't have a clue what she could be hot about. "Y'all have a nice day!" The bemusing image of her somewhat lewd, heavily mascaraed wink followed me out of the store, and so did the crazy hunk. The moment we stepped on the sidewalk, I gently pulled my elbow from his warm and disturbing grasp. At least my sanity had returned, and I came back to Earth a very embarrassed woman. But my embarrassment came out sounding defensive. "Thank you, but I don't need your help." His sensuous mouth formed a perfect O,